We've received a lot of clarification. It would have been helpful if there had been representatives of the judicial and legislative sector in the delegation, because we asked a lot of questions directed to these different sectors or branches, because the committee, I wish to stress, interacts with the Peruvian state, all three branches of the state, not just the executive, but also the legislative and the judicial. So in future occasions, if there could be representatives of the other two branches, that would be welcome. Also, to make the point that we're not talking to a specific government, the reporting period is large, it's expansive, and it covers several different administrations. The purpose of this dialogue is to encourage progress in the implementation of the provisions of the convention, to understand the challenges in the country, to see how these can be overcome. And this is our intention and purpose as a committee, and that's the spirit in which we have approached this dialogue. Now, Peru has major challenges. Two of the most striking that we've talked about in the last two half days are violence and impunity. Violence against children, that is, and the related impunity. You are a rich, a wealthy country, a country with a wealth in terms of your people, one of your key resources, but you also abound in geographical diversity, in culture, and it's important, therefore, that the laws, the public policies, the programs duly factor in that wealth and that diversity so they have a genuine impact in the daily life and a well-being of children and adolescents. You can't continue to kick into the long grass addressing the needs of children and adolescents. And I'm afraid that children and adolescents in our region are often at the back of the line when it comes to a policy approach to taking actual action. But you cannot afford yourself that luxury. Instead, you need to put your shoulder to the plow and really take action to ensure that you plug the gap between what we say and what we describe, what we wish to see, what happened, the theory and the practice, what's happening in reality. Children and adolescents under the age of 18 in our region need to believe, we need to really believe that their lives have worth and that their dignity has worth and that they're respected. We will be working very seriously on our recommendations that will ensue in the wake of this dialogue. Take those recommendations seriously, work on implementing them with children, with adolescents, and focused on children and adolescents because they are the end rights holders that we're seeking to protect and we're seeking to boost in cooperation with you. Thank you for taking the time to meet with us, to travel all this way to Geneva, and we wish you a safe and pleasant journey home.
Thank you. Now I give the floor to Her Excellency, Madam Head of Delegation, for her closing remarks.